Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, The Great Famine, or I'm Getting Better at Vacation. Well, folks, when I asked my dad why he left Ireland, his home, his mom and dad, his sister and friends, and came to the U.S. at age 16, knowing he'd probably only get back to see them once or twice in his lifetime, if at all, and then probably for his mom's and dad's funerals, he said, I came from hunger. And he set about getting a good, stable job, 35 years in the New York City subway system. While we never ate filet mignon, ever, we never went hungry. So he succeeded. When I was about 8 or 10 years old, my dad's sister, Aunt Mary, was bragging on me to Mrs. Beam, a very old woman, looking back, probably all of about 70, also emigrated from Hungary, Ireland. Aunt Mary talked about how my good grades in school were and said, he's going to be a millionaire, loud enough for me to still hear her 50 years later and to still see her now looking at me with love and beaming pride. Yes, money was more important than lots of other things. When I finished college, friends wanted me to celebrate with them by hitchhiking across Europe. Nope, I said, I have to work. A lot like my dad, who often spent some, if not all, of his vacation painting the house or some such. Crankily, but he'd do it. And like my dad, I got more education, a good stable job, still middle class, but a rung or two more up the ladder from the hunger. The past few months, I've been feeling frazzled and cranky, again, a lot like Dad. Then this morning, I woke up feeling really good. I'd spent the weekend with my 26-year-old son home for a visit, chatting, playing Scrabble and cribbage. I went for a slow, pokey walk with my wife in the cemetery near our house and had a no rush to leave, Mom, dinner with my 96-year-old mom. And I didn't look at my work email at all. And I slept until I woke up without the alarm. In short, I had a real two-day vacation. I wondered, how did I do this? When I often have frantic, work-filled weekends with family and fun scrunched in around the edges. Well, I'm sure this isn't all of it, but one thing was that every choice point between work or family and fun, I kept reminding myself that family and fun are higher priorities for me on the weekend, and that work belongs to the work week, and that the research shows if I get some exercise, rest, and fun, I'll actually be sharper and more productive at work. Maybe you can have your ka-ching and eat it too. So I'm going to do more of this vacation thing. Want to come along? I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.